There was a man who had several children, and though he was glad that all but one had come to Christ, his heart broke over the lost condition of that one child. One day a Christian friend came to him and said, "You know, God loves that child even more than you do. Why don't you hold on to one of God's promises for her?" Well, the father was unsure exactly what that meant, but he began to read his Bible with that challenge in mind until one day his heart was struck with this promise from Exodus chapter 10. "Therefore, our livestock too shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we shall take some of them to serve the Lord our God. And until we arrive there, we ourselves do not know with what we will serve the Lord." That's kind of an odd verse, but it was enough for the man. He thought, you know, if God cares that much about our cattle, surely he cares about our precious children. For 10 days, he saw no change in the girl. On the 10th day, he was plowing near his house when a message came from his wife. "Come at once, it looks like our daughter's going to die." Well, he rushed home, finding his daughter in agony. "Oh, Father, pray for me. I know I'm lost." It wasn't long before this once lost daughter rested by faith upon the finished work of Jesus for her salvation. The father, now filled with joy, asked, "What happened?" I don't know," the girl said, "except that Sunday night, 10 days ago, just before you came home, something got hold of my heart, and I could not shake it off. I've been miserable ever since." You know, parents, are you burdened by the weight of a wayward son or daughter? Remember, God loves them far more than even you do, and he wants to see them restored. Hold on to the promises of God as you pray for them each day.